I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A state legislative auditor says she's concerned about the town of St. Joseph's fiscal management after reviewing the town audit report for 2012 and 13. Assistant Louisiana Legislative Auditor Joy Irwin says the office will closely monitor the Tensaw Parish town's practices and will determine over the next few months how to best proceed. Actions by the auditor's office could include bringing the town's financial practices to the attention of the state's Audit Advisory Council for review. Among the findings was the fact that the town did not timely file payroll tax returns or municipal retirement system forms. The report also says St. Joseph donated more than $9,000 to charitable or private organizations without cooperative endeavor agreements. Louisiana law requires such agreements to be made. Louisiana State University is currently involved in research focusing on cars that will have the ability to communicate with each other. The technology is similar to Wi-Fi and will allow cars to collect and exchange traffic information with each other. Engineering professor Sharif Aishak says this will improve road safety.
When you have traffic information, it's up to date. You're able to avoid locations where there is heavy congestion, and by doing that, you're improving safety of the entire network.
Aishak says this technology will also have the ability to reduce delays and cut down on car pollution. He says cars will be able to warn drivers down the road of accidents, traffic jams, and other road hazards. He says it's a simple system.
If you have enough market penetration of those vehicles at some point in time in the future, then you will have good coverage of the network, and then the information will be hopping from one vehicle to another.
He says information will be passed along from one vehicle to another along the network, and the more vehicles on the road with this technology, the farther the information will travel. Aishak says studies of the system are currently underway. Former New Orleans technology chief Greg Mufford is paid a $2,000 fine for violating state ethics laws. The New Orleans Advocate reports that the payment settles state ethics charges related to Mufford's use of credit cards and gifts from a man whose companies were doing business with the city. Mufford was technology chief under former Mayor Ray Nagin and testified during Nagin's recent trial. Mufford was indicted in 2009 on charges of conspiracy, bribery, and public corruption. He pleaded guilty in November of 2010 to accepting about $860,000 in bribes from Mark St. Pierre, whose firms collected millions from the city. The State Board of Ethics ended its case against Mufford on Friday. It could have fined him up to $10,000. 45 years ago today, Hurricane Camille left a lasting legacy on the Gulf Coast. Louisiana Radio Network's Jeff Palermo takes a look back.
State climatologist Barry Kime says Camille was a Category 5 storm as it churned past the mouth of the Mississippi River and crashed into the Mississippi coast.
The extreme eastern parts of Louisiana took a pretty good hit with this particular storm before it then put the wallop on Mississippi.
The storm killed an estimated 150 people in Louisiana and Mississippi, and Kime says at that time it produced a record storm surge.
It's about a 15-foot storm surge at Boothville. It caused dramatic flooding across Plaquemines Parish.
Jeff Palermo reporting.
The KEDM weather forecast, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon today with a high in the low 90s. A slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm late this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy with the low in the low 70s.